DUI alcohol levels in Arizona. I'm Gordon Thompson, and today is June 30th, 2016, and the topic for today's podcast is what levels of alcohol or drugs make somebody guilty of DUI in Arizona? Now, for this podcast, I will only be talking about the offenses that pertain to the levels of drugs or alcohol. I will not be talking about the separate issue is impairment, which could be at a drug or alcohol level less than what would be a violation of the per se limits, those limits that pertain to specific levels. Now, first, for alcohol, there are three basic levels. One is having an alcohol level of a 0.08% or more within 2 hours of driving, which is known as a regular DUI. A second offense, a more serious offense, is an extreme DUI of having an alcohol level of a 0.15% or more within 2 hours of driving. And there is a third offense, which is commonly known as an super extreme DUI, which is having an alcohol level of a 0.20% or more within 2 hours of driving. Now, notice as I talk about this, I am not saying at the time of driving, but rather within 2 hours of driving. Until about 15 or 20 years ago, we could always show that if the alcohol level was less at the time somebody was driving, then they are not guilty of these offenses. However, the legislature changed the law, and so now only the state has to show that what the alcohol levels are within 2 hours of driving. If the alcohol level could have been less at the time of driving, on these charges, that doesn't make any difference. The only limitation on this is that the alcohol or drugs must have been consumed before driving or while driving, and not after driving. And so, for example, if someone is involved in an accident near their home, they go home, they have some alcohol while waiting for the police to arrive, and then take breath or blood tests later, that alcohol would not make them guilty of the offense. Whether that happened or not is always a defense in a case. Now, the person should never accept as given truth that the blood or breath tests were accurate. Alcohol levels, however tested, can always be challenged. If it's blood testing, you can get the blood retested to see how accurate it is, as well as have the records reviewed to see how accurate the testing procedure was done by the police. If it was breath testing, again, it's certainly breath testing is subject to errors, and we can always get records, and often do, to see how reliable the particular breath testing machine was working over a period of time. So that is the alcohol levels for DUI in Arizona, if we're talking about alcohol. A second way somebody can be DUI in Arizona for being over a limit would be for drugs. And there are three possibilities here. The first of which is if it is an illegal drug and the person does not have a prescription for it. For example, heroin or methamphetamine. If there is any level of that drug present and the person doesn't have a prescription for that, then they are guilty of driving and having an illegal drug within their body. It doesn't matter how much, but if it is present, either in its active state or in a metabolite, which means as the body is breaking it down, the person is guilty. A second possibility is if the person has in their body a prescription drug and they have a valid prescription for the drug for that drug. What then happens is it is a defense that the person was taking the medication pursuant to the prescription and was taking it in accordance with the prescription. If that is the case, then the person is not guilty regardless of what the level is of the drug in the body, as long as they're taking it consistent with the prescription. A third possibility, and it's something that's new just from this year, is what happens if it's marijuana and the person has a valid marijuana card. In that case, then it is a defense if the person is taking it and the levels of THC or the metabolite, the active metabolite in the body, is at a level which would not cause impairment. Now, that question is an open question at this stage, meaning what is the level we're talking about? Namely, is it one for all people in general, like, for example, with alcohol, or is it for that particular person? That question is open at this stage, and we'll have to wait and see what cases say about it later down the road. So these are, what are the various levels that can make somebody guilty of DUI in Arizona? The alcohol levels and the possibility with drugs. Again, please keep in mind that regardless of the level, somebody can be impaired even if the level of drugs or alcohol within them is below the legal limits, for example, below a 0.08% alcohol level. If you have any questions about this podcast, please call me.